I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. May the divine influence be with you. This is part 8 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu and the Word Studies menu. G2453, Judaeos, was replaced by the word Jew 196 times in the New Testament. Judaeos are Judahites. Every time you read Jew in the New Testament, it should read Judean, which could be referring to an Edomite Jewish Judean or an Israelite Judahite Judean. Every time you read Jew, you should distinguish if it's a Judean Jew or a Judean Judahite. Jews are Edomites, and Judahites are of the house of Judah. Big difference. Because of Freemasons, Antichrists, and the translators who changed the words Yahuda and Judaeos to read Jews in the 18th century, everyone now believes the Jews are the Israelites of the tribe of Judah. This study is exposing this identity theft and differentiating who is Jew and who is Judah. The Jews only began claiming that they are Hebrews and Israelites in 1860 AD. Jews are not Hebrews, Israelites, or of the tribe of Judah. They are Canaanites and Edomites. In part 7, we finished the Gospel of John, where we saw that Jews were seeking Christ. But these Jews were not Jews. They were Judahites of the house of Judah. Some of these Judahites did not speak openly of Yeshua for fear of the Jews. These were Jews whom the Judahites feared. The word Judean comes from Judaeos, which is a Greek word for a Judahite. A Judahite is one from the house of Judah. No Jew is a Judahite, but a Jew could be a Judean, because Judea was then a merged territory of Jews and Israelites. When you see the word Jew in the Old Testament, it never identifies a Jew, because the word Jew replaced Yahuda, which is a Judahite. There is no excuse to be fooled or swooned about who is who in the Old Testament, but the New Testament is where the confusion comes in. Because a Judean in the New Testament can be anyone living in Judea, which was a multiracial territory at that time. 99% of the Israelites were already settling elsewhere in the world, and only a few true Israelites of the house of Judah remained in Judea, where the Edomite Jews had taken religious authority and the identity of the house of Judah. Whenever Yeshua spoke with the Jewish priests, he was speaking for the benefit of the Israelites that were in the crowd that heard him. Christ never tried to teach, convince, convert, or save Jews. He came to Judea for his own kinsmen of the house of Judah, and then instructed his disciples to bring the message to the lost, scattered Israelites of the house of Israel. Anyone who can read can see that Yeshua rebuked the Jews, called them devils, and that they were children of the devil that cannot hear his word, because they are not his sheep. We saw the famous statement from the Jews' own mouths that they were never in bondage to any man, proving that they are not Israelites or Judahites, because the Israelites were in bondage to three different empires, Egypt, Assyria, and Babylon. We continued in John to differentiate between who was Jew and who was Judah. If you don't know any biblical history or identity, then you won't be able to know who is who, and you can't trust any of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity because they are all blinded by the lies and believe the Jews are God's people. We saw that the Edomite Jews that were masquerading as Judahites could not understand anything Christ was saying, and many of the Israelite Judahites were confused also, because the Judahites were brainwashed by the Edomite Jew priests and their false satanic doctrine. We saw that Pilate stated that Christ was innocent, and Pilate saw that the Jews were ready to cause trouble for him and the Judeans because they hated Christ so much. We saw that Edomite and Judahite Judeans were against Christ. The same continues today. Jews hate Christ, and so do the churches, because they love Jewish Christ, and they love Jaime Jesus. Loving Jewish Jesus turns you into a twofold child of hell. We also saw that the inscription Pilate nailed to the stake did not read, Jesus, King of the Jews. Rather, it read, Jesus, King of the Judahites. It could have said, King of the Judeans, but G2453 comes from Judeos, which comes from the Hebrew word Yehuda, which identifies a Judahite, which is one from the tribe or house of Judah, which no Jew is of. Jews are Edomites. Let's continue in the book of Acts and see if we can identify who's Jew and who's you. Acts 2:5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, which should read Judeans, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Jews is G2453, Judeos. These are not Jews. They are Israelite Judeans, devout Israelite men out of every nation of the tribes of Israel under heaven. This was the first Pentecost after Christ ascended, in which the prophecy of Joel chapter 2 was fulfilled. This prophecy was about Israelites. The Holy Spirit was received by the ones that were gathered together with Peter, who had answered the divine influence written on their hearts and abandoned the teachings of the Jewish Pharisees. They began walking in the way and received the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is given to those who obey Yahweh. All these men from all these different nations understood each other. Verse 9. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and the strangers of Rome, Jews, which should read Judeans, and proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Elohim. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, What does this mean? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Peter addresses the crowd. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. The gospel message is not for every race of people. The Holy Spirit was promised to and can only be received by Israelites. Isaiah 44:3.
For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon Jacob's seed, and my blessing upon your offspring.
Joel 2:28.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions.
If you know history, all these nations are of Israelite kinsmen. Of course, they spoke different languages, they were from different areas. The Parthians were a blend of Aramaic Shemites and Israelites. The Medes and Elamites were descendants of Shem. So some Israelites dwelt among them. The dwellers in Mesopotamia were the Israelites dwelling in that area. Those in Judea were Israelites of the house of Judah. Those in Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia were Israelites. Those that migrated from that area and time became known as the Cimmerians, who later became Scythians, Celts, and Germans. The Book of the Maccabees confirms Israelites of the house of Judah living in Egypt and as far as Libya and Cyrene. The Strangers of Rome reads, "Repatriated Romans," which is a reference to war refugees. Many of the Romans were of the Zara-Judah branch of Israelites. The Jews, in verse 10, of course, are not Jews. They are Judahites of the house of Judah, and they're newcomers to the belief and their heritage after they learned the truth. There were Israelites on the island of Crete, and the Arabians were Israelites from the land of Arabia. The translators did not replace Judea with Jews in verse 12, where it says, "You men of Judea." It's the Greek word eudaios, which means men of Judah, the man, or men of Judah, the territory now called Judea. Our people are nation builders. When have any of the other races settled or built nations or blessed the world in any way? They just have not done so. All the great nations of the history of the world were built by the white race, the children of Adam. Our people are the ones who have brought the gospel to our people all over the world. The Jews are the nation destroyers throughout history. That's why they've been kicked out of countries over 359 recorded times. By their fruits ye shall know them. Paul preaches in Damascus, Acts 9:20, and straightway he preached Christ in the assembly halls, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, "Is this not he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came here for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests?" But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews, which should read, "and confounded the Judeans, which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this man is the very Christ." These Jews in Damascus were not Jews. They were Judahites living in Syria. His reputation as a Pharisee was known because Paul was paid $15 an hour by George Soros and the Edomite gang to persecute Christians with violent Antifa riots and hate crime parades. Paul thought he was doing God's work, but Paul found out on the way to Damascus that he was working for the Jews, and when he realized they were imposters, he wisely decided to join Christ's team. Paul escapes from the Jews, verse 23, "and after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews," which should read, "the Judeans," which here is a reference to the Edomite Judeans, the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, "took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Paul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket." The Jews that Paul confounded and converted tried to kill him? No. Paul converted many Israelites of the house of Judah in Syria to accept the doctrine of Christ and to reject the doctrine of the Edomite Jews that were posing as Levitical priests. The word Jew should always be either Judahites or Judeans, because it is the equivalent of the Hebrew word Yehuda, which is one from the tribe of Judah or the house of Judah. A Judahite is never a Jew. A Judean can be an Israelite or a Jew, because at that point in history, Judea was occupied by Israelites and Canaanite Edomite Jews. Acts chapter 10 is the vision Peter had in which Yahweh was teaching him that there were lost and scattered Israelites out there that did not know who they were or whose they were. And he wanted Peter to bring them the gospel. The churches teach that this is about God making pigs into delicatessens. Silly Judeo-Christians, tricks are for Gentiles. Yahweh told Cornelius to send for Peter, Acts 10:22, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that reveres Elohim, and of a good report among all the nation of the Jews, which should read, and of a good report among all the nation of the Judeans, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for you into his house and to hear words of you. And Peter said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew, which should read, You know that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Judean, or even a Judahite, to keep company, or come unto one of another nation. But Elohim has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. These were not men of another race. These men were Israelites of the house of Israel that had forgotten their heritage. Israelites that did not dwell in Judea were considered common or foreign, because most of the Israelites never returned to Judea after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities and settled elsewhere, becoming pagan or just ignorant of who they were and their relationship with their racial kinsmen in Judea. In fact, over 99% of the Israelites at that time were already living elsewhere in the Greco-Roman world and settling the white nations of Europe. The lost nations of scattered Israel hear the good news, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that Elohim is no respecter of persons, meaning your stature in life. The churches teach that God doesn't care what race you are. Well, yes, he does care, because Yahweh does not share what he promised to the children of Israel with the other races. He set Israelites apart from the other races. Verse 35, But in every nation he that reveres him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The context is Israelites, every nation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Prove it.
Okay, verse 36, The word which Elohim sent unto the children of Yisrael, preaching peace by Yeshua Christ, he is master of all. The Israelites in Judea received the word first. These were Judahites of the house of Judah. They still knew some of their heritage and the scriptures. The Israelites outside Judea forgot their heritage and identity and relationship to the Judean Israelites, their brothers. That's why the other 10 tribes were called the lost sheep. Verse 37. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how Elohim anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Elohim was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, which should read, in the land of the Judeans, or the land of Judah, and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, him Elohim raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before Elohim, to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of Elohim to be the judge of the living and the dead. The gospel message is to Israelites. Yeshua Christ himself stated, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yeshua commanded his disciples to go not into the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Somehow, the churches read and hear Jaime Jesus saying,
I am sent to anyone who just believes and declares themselves saved and accepts me and doesn't have to follow any of my laws. You can eat pork and catfish, and you should identify as a trans-Gentile and sit in your own pew on the day of the sun god and drink the lukewarm milk toast water the ignorant pulpit pimp is vomiting out on you.
In verse 39, Yeshua did not do things in the land of the Jews. The land of the Jews was Idumea and Mount Seir. Yeshua did not go into his enemies' territory and preach to them. Yeshua Christ did the things he did in the land of Judah, the territory of the house of Judah, which became Judea when it was merged with Idumea. So the correct reading would be, in the land of the Judeans. The assembly in Antioch, Acts 11:19. Now when they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preached the word to none but unto the Jews only, which should read, preached the word to none but unto the Judeans only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Master Yeshua. Wait, they preached only to Jews? No. These were Israelites of the house of Judah, living in Antioch, Cyprus, and the surrounding areas. Many Greeks were Israelites. Verse 21. And the hand of the Master was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Master. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the assembly which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the divine influence of Elohim, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Master. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit, and full of moral conviction and belief, and much people was added unto the Master. The word was spreading to the Israelites living among all the nations, as prophesied. Also, Barnabas, also called Matthias, was the apostle that replaced the Edomite Jew, Judas, man of Kerioth. Acts 12:1. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Church should read assembly. This is another word that replaces the original word, which is ecclesia. The ecclesia is not a building with a pagan obelisk on it, and ignorant, just-believing Jew worshippers performing their sun god day rituals in it. The ecclesia is the called-out members of the body of Christ, which can only be Israelites with knowledge and understanding of who they are and whose they are, and that believe and follow the way. Verse 2, And Herod killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, which should read, and because he saw it pleased the Judeans, which is a reference to the Edomite Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. This Herod was the son of the Herod who tried to kill Christ as a child. The Herodians were Idumeans, Edomite Jews. Herod the Great represents the dragon in Revelation 12:4. This Herod, Agrippa, in chapter 12, is said to have founded Freemasonry, which is a Jewish secret society. The purpose was to combat the growing Christianity with an evil association of members who are dedicated to exterminating the Christian belief. Their efforts have worked, because now we have 33,000 Freemasonic-inspired denominations that claim Christianity, and Bibles that are grammatically corrupt, which alter the Word of God. And there are members of Masons in every organization you can think of. This was the Thousand Points of Light George Bush Sr., a Freemason and a Jew, spoke about. Illumination, New World Order, Jew World Order.
See the link at the end of this study on the origin of Freemasonry.
Herod, who was an Edomite Jew, had apprehended Peter and put him in prison. Acts 12:5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly unto Elohim for him. A messenger of Yahweh led Peter out of the prison ward. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that Yahweh has sent his angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. These can be Judean Israelites or Judean Edomites, or both. Expectation is G 4329, prosdokia, and means expectation, whether good or evil. It also means apprehension of evil, by implication, infliction anticipated. It also means looking after, hoping, and expecting. So verse 11 can mean Peter was delivered out of the hands of the anticipated infliction of the Edomite Judeans. And it can mean that Peter was delivered through the prayers of all the Israelite Judeans, from verse 5. The apostles preach in Cyprus, Acts 13:4. So Paul and Barnabas, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of Elohim in the assembly halls of the Jews, which should read, in the assembly halls of the Judeans. And they had also John to their minister as an attendant. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, which should read Judean, but in this case is an Edomite Judean, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, a man of understanding, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of Elohim. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the belief. Paul and Barnabas were not preaching to Jews in Cyprus. They were preaching to Judahites in Cyprus. Judahites are Israelites of the house of Judah. Bar-Jesus, who was Elymas the sorcerer, was a Jew. Jews are sorcerers, magicians, false prophets, religious impostors. Jews seek to turn Israelites from the way. How do we know Elymas was a Jew? Verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set eyes on him, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of Yahweh? Paul knew who this Elymas was. Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch of Pisidia. Paul addressed them as men of Israel, brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and reminded them that Yahweh chose their forefathers and brought them out of Egypt. So we see that Paul is speaking to his Israelite kinsmen, who are not Jews, because Jews were never in bondage in Egypt. Paul reminds his Israelite kinsmen that Yeshua was the promised Savior of the seed of David. He exposed the Jews in Jerusalem as Edomite and Canaanites and that these Jews are the ones that condemned Christ. Verse 27. Paul exhorted these Israelites in Antioch that sacrifices are no longer in effect, because Yeshua was the final sacrifice, and when they abandon the teachings of the Edomite Jew Pharisees and repent and live according to the way, then they can receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 13:42. And when the Jews, which should read, and when the Judeans were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. The Jews were not Jews. They were Israelites of the house of Judah. The Gentiles were not Gentiles. They were Israelites of the 10 northern tribes that were scattered throughout the Greco-Roman world. Verse 43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews, which should read, many of the Judahite Judeans and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the divine influence of Elohim. These were not Jews. They were Israelites of the house of Judah who were responding to the gospel message and the divine influence of Yahweh. Verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Elohim. But when the Jews, which should read, but when the Judeans, and this is a reference to the Jewish Sadducees and Pharisees, saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. So did the Jews want to hear the word of God, or did the Jews speak against Paul? Well, the Jews didn't want to hear the word of God, but the Judahites did. The Jews that spake against Paul were Jews. These were the Edomite Jews that were speaking against Paul. The Jews' doctrine was contradicting and blaspheming, because their doctrine is against Scripture. These Jews were likely of Herod's association, which was the beginning of Freemasonry. Its purpose was to agitate the people against the disciples and to eradicate Christians. Many people did not understand that they were hoodwinked by the Jews, and Paul was explaining to the Judahites that the gospel was also for the lost and scattered Israelites. Verse 48. And when the Gentiles, which should read, and when the nations of lost Israelites heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of Yahweh. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Ordained means appointed, which means chosen. The scriptures teach that Yahweh does the choosing and draws whom he chooses, but the churches teach that you get to choose to be chosen. Verse 49. And the word of Yahweh was published throughout all the region, but the Jews, which should read, but the Judeans, and in this case would be the corrupt Edomite rulers, stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. These Jews would be the Edomite Jews. It also likely included those Israelites that ignorantly supported the Jews, thinking they were doing the right thing. Try explaining that the Jews are not Israelites to the church crowd. Try explaining that Christ is not a Jew. They will get downright nasty and offended because they have been swooned by the Jewish lies and will fight for the Jews. They will fight for their Haimi Jesus. Paul and Barnabas in Iconium, Acts 14:1. And it came to pass in Iconium that Paul and Barnabas went both together into the assembly hall of the Jews, which should read, the assembly hall of the Judeans, and so spake that a great multitude both of the Jews, which should read, both of the Judeans, and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews, which should read, but the unbelieving Judeans, stirred up the Gentiles, which should read, stirred up the nations, meaning the scattered Israelite nations, and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Master, which gave testimony unto the word of his divine influence, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, which should read, and part held with the Judeans, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles, which should read, both of the nations, and also of the Jews, which should read, and also of the Judeans, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. They were aware of it, and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about, and there they preached the gospel. So the Edomite Pharisees and Sadducees agitated the ignorant and the true followers of both houses of Israel and Judah against each other. In verse 1, Paul and Barnabas were in an assembly hall of Judeans of the house of Judah, speaking to Judahites and Greeks, not Jews and Greeks. In verse 2, the unbelieving Jews were not Jews. They were the stiff-necked Israelites that did not accept the word or believe the truth, because they were brainwashed by the Jews' Judaism. This would be no different than if Paul and Barnabas went into a church today. Most would not believe him, because they believe the lies they were taught from a child and have chosen Jaime Jesus, and would die for Jaime and their rapture tickets. In verse 4, we see that the city was divided when they heard the truth. This is because the truth is always controversial, and Yeshua said the truth would cause division between family members. Not everyone comes to the realization of the truth. In fact, only about 1% does. That's why we are called the remnant. Verse 4 can refer to Israelite Judeans or Edomite Judeans, because the Edomites had a great influence on the ignorant Israelites. In verse 5, we see that the truth was so controversial that non-believers of the Judeans and the Greeks were about to stone them. When Paul and Barnabas came to Lystra, they healed a lame man. The people there took them as gods come down in the likeness of men. Paul and Barnabas rebuked them for it, saying, "Turn from these idolatrous vanities, and turn to the living God." Acts 14:18. Even with these words, they still had difficulty in stopping the crowds from offering sacrifices to them. And there came there certain Jews, which should read, certain Judeans, from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. More agitation sent from the ruling sect of Judaism. These certain Jews were Edomite Judeans. Yes, there may have been some Israelite traders that went along with the Edomites. We have many race traders siding with the Edomites in our governments and in the churches. Timothy joins Paul and Silas. Acts 16:1. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, which should read, which was a Judaitis, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were in Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews, which were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. The certain woman was not a Jewess, she was a Judahitess. Timotheus' mother was a Judahite of the house of Judah. His father was a Greek Israelite of the house of Israel. The Israelite Judeans practiced the law of circumcision because they retained some of their heritage. The Greeks did not circumcise because they didn't know who they were. Many of the Greeks were of the tribes of Israel that did not make it back to Palestine after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities, and they forgot their heritage, so they didn't practice the law of circumcision. Paul circumcised Timotheus because, rather than have doubtful disputations, he respected the authority of the Israelite Judeans. Paul, the apostles, or any true Israelites would not have any non-Israelites preach the gospel with them. Timotheus' father was a Greek Israelite. Circumcision is an Abrahamic covenant which all Israelites are to be circumcised on the eighth day after birth. However, if you were an uncircumcised Israelite of the lost scattered nations and Yahweh calls you, you're not commanded to get circumcised at that point. 1 Corinthians 7:18, is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Paul and Silas were thrown into prison after casting a demon out of a slave girl. The slave owners were making money off of her demonic powers. Acts 16:19. And when her masters saw that the hope of their money-making gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying,
"These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans."
Paul and Silas were not Jews. They were Israelites of the house of Judah. Paul was teaching Israelite customs, and that the sacrifices were no longer needed. The Jews were teaching Jewish customs, and were continuing the sacrifices because they did not accept Messiah as the last sacrifice, because Yeshua is not their Jewish Messiah. The uproar in Thessalonica, Acts 17:1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was an assembly hall of the Jews, which should read, where was an assembly hall of the Judeans. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, explaining and pointing out that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Yeshua, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. This assembly hall was not a Jewish synagogue, even though they were teaching Judaism in it. This was an assembly hall of Israelite Judeans, the equivalent of today's churches, which teach Judeo-Christianity. They aren't Jewish churches, but they teach Jewish fables and values in them. Paul was teaching them what the Scriptures said, because they were brainwashed by what the Jews were teaching them. Verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews, which should read, but the Judeans, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a mob, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 5 are Edomite Jews that brought in Antifa to set the city in an uproar. Verse 5 would also include unbelieving Israelites that were offended by the truth because they believed the Jews' teachings, just like today's churches, offended by the truth. Paul and Silas in Berea, verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming there went into the assembly hall of the Jews, which should read, went into the assembly hall of the Judeans. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews, which should read, when the Edomite Judeans of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of Elohim was preached of Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. The Edomite Jew agitators at it again. This was the result of Herod's association, in which he recruited Edomite Jews, and even Israelites who were unbelievers, to stir up the people and hinder the gospel message. In verse 10, the Jews were not Jews, they were Bereans. The Bereans were Israelites of the house of Judah. Jews don't receive the word. Christ stated that this was impossible. Paul in Athens, verse 16. Now while Paul waited for Silas and Timotheus at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the whole city given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the assembly hall with the Jews, which should read with the Judeans, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Paul saw all the people worshipping strange gods and Hymejesus, running around flashing their rapture tickets and declaring they were saved, so he disputed with them about their brainwashing which they subscribed to, and preached to them Yeshua and the resurrection. It's obvious they were not Christians, they were Judeo-Christians, because, verse 19, and they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying,
may we know what this new doctrine, whereof you speak, is? For you bring certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean.
Scripture, Christ's doctrine, and the word of God would be new and strange to the ears of those of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity, because they all teach the opposite, thanks to the subtle craftiness of the Edomite Jew. If since a child you were taught that red was blue, then everything red would be blue to you. Same thing with teaching you that the Israelites are Jews. Your whole understanding would be based on believing that the Israelites in Scripture are Jews, when they are not. Jews are Edomites.
Stop worshiping a Jewish Jesus.
Paul in Corinth. The Corinthians were mostly Dorian Greeks, which were Israelites of the house of Judah. Acts 18:1. After these things, meaning the speech on Areopagus Hill, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew, which should read, and found a certain Judahite Judean, named Achaia, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all the Jews, meaning all the Judeans, to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and worked, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the assembly hall every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews, which should read, and persuaded the Judeans and the Greeks. The Greeks are Hellene, Israelites living under Greek dominion and customs.
Although Claudius treated Judeans, especially those in Asia and Egypt, comparatively well at first. Around 49 AD, he banished them all from Rome because of disturbances and riots. This would be because of the Jewish agitators causing division and trouble for the growing and spreading of Christianity.
Verse 5. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit, and testified to the Jews, which should read, and testified to the Judeans, that Yeshua was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment, and said unto them, Your blood be on your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles, which should read, I will go unto the dispersed nations of Israel. The scriptures show that when many of the Judahites of the house of Judah rejected the gospel because of their deep-rooted brainwashing, Paul concentrated on the Israelites which were scattered among the nations. Paul didn't go to Gentiles. He went to the dispersed nations of Israel living all over the Greco-Roman Empire. This would be the same thing today if Paul tried to reason with today's churches. They are all Judaized and don't even know it. The churches are the most stiff-necked and brainwashed of our people. Those of our kinsmen that don't go to church would be more open to the truth because they don't have a whole false religion ingrained in their minds like the churchgoers do. Achaia was not a Jew. He was an Israelite living in Corinth. Paul was reasoning with them in the assembly hall and persuading them to abandon the Jewish brainwashing and take on the truth. These Israelites in the synagogues did not understand that Yeshua was the Christ because the Jews were not teaching the truth. They were teaching the people to obey and consume, to wash their hands before eating, and to make sure they didn't do good deeds on the Sabbath. Why does Paul keep saying that if the Israelites of the house of Judah don't accept the truth, he will go unto the Gentiles? Because the Gentiles are not Gentiles. They are Israelites of the 10 northern tribes of the house of Israel that were scattered all over the empire. Gentiles simply means a nation, race, or people. It can be describing any nation, race, or people. The gospel is the message to Israelites near and far. The gospel message was to Judah first, then to the scattered Israelites. Zechariah 12:7, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. This can also be seen in Acts 13:46, 26:20, Romans 1:16, 2:9-10, and 1 Corinthians 15:3. Judah first, because judgment begins at the house of Yahweh. Judah is the kingly tribe. Judah is the government of Israel. Zion is Judah. The Judahites were the ones that returned to Jerusalem after captivity and kept the laws and heritage, even though they were adopting Jewish values and doctrines at the time of Christ. The Judahites were being Judaized by the Jews. The scattered 10 tribes of Israel were just pagan Israelites who forgot all their heritage and identity and their relationship with their kinsmen in Judea. The churches are Judaized by the Jews. They were never told their true identity and have been trained to identify as a trans-Gentile. Acts 18:12, And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews, which should read, the Judeans, made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat. These would be Edomite Jews and some Israelite Judeans, because the Jews were children of the devil, and the Israelite Judeans were deceived and were supporting the Jews. Verse 13, saying, This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. This was because Paul was preaching that the rituals and sacrifices ended because Christ fulfilled them. The Edomite Jews were still sacrificing at this time, and almost nobody understood what had occurred when Christ died. These priestly ordinances were what was done away with. Verse 14, "And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews," which should read, "Gallio said unto the Judeans, if it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews," which should read, "O you Judeans, reason would that I should bear with you." The Greek reads, "Wrong or wicked crime, O Judeans, according to reason I would support you. But if it be a question of words and names, and according to your law, look you to it, for I will be no judge of such matters." And he drave them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. The Jews, in verse 14, would be Israelite and Edomite Judeans. Paul's return to Antioch, verse 18. "And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed from there to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Achaia, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue, and reasoned with the Jews." These were not Jews. Paul reasoned with the brainwashed Judeo-Judahites in Ephesus, who were accepting the truth because they were not Jews. Verse 20, "When they desired him to tarry longer with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you, if Elohim will. And he sailed from Ephesus." Paul kept the feasts. This is years after Christ ascended, and the apostles and Israelites are still keeping the feasts, which we are to still observe. These feasts are part of our heritage. Our heritage, not the Jews. The Jews fake keeping these feasts so that the gullible believe the Jews are Israelites. These are not Jewish feasts, as the Jews were not in the Exodus, because the Jews were not in bondage in Egypt, because the Jews were never in bondage to any man. The Jews observe their own feasts, which are actually secret sacrifices where they take our children and defile them sexually, drink their blood, and eat their flesh. Just who do you think the child traffickers are? Just where do you think the hundreds of thousands of missing children each year go? Who do you think runs the porn industry? Who do you think runs the abortion industry? Planned Parenthood of Moloch is today's true Holocaust. If you continue believing Jewish propagated lies, continue believing the churches, and continue believing that Jews are Judah, you'll continue being
blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies.
And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken.